A show that knows its limitations.
You'll learn to control that.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Jackets back in action after a long break. Practicing tonight, or this afternoon rather, and then in action on Saturday against Buffalo. Allison Lucan covers the Jackets for The Athletic. And Allison, thank you so much for taking the time. I would start with, I think it's fair for James and I. We were in the press box last week when you were in there with Porty, and your ability to navigate a keyboard with tabs up was among the more impressive things that either one of us had ever seen. In fact, James actually pointed, he goes, "Are you watching this?" And it's really mesmerizing. It's a beautiful mind you have.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show, guys. And thanks for the compliment. I come by my nerddom, honestly.
Well, honestly, I didn't know how many pages are open. I was trying to describe it to people back here at the station, but like how many different pages, the ability that you had to grab the Elvis glove save, create it into a GIF while the game's going on. You had your 3 stars vote there right next to you. You had a bunch of other analytical stuff up. And I'm just like, you knew shortcuts to the computer I didn't even know existed. My mind was blown.
Well, you got to look at a bunch of data real time to try and put it together. And I'm thankful to have those resources and some pretty good teachers over the years as well.
Well, it's awesome to see, and everybody benefits who follows you and reads you at The Athletic. We are of the belief, now we fight Jody Shelley on this on a daily basis, but we're of the belief that Elvis is a bit of a rock star and that he has the potential to be quite great. What have you seen from him? And it looks like, by the way, Corpy's still going to be down as they come back against Buffalo, so it'll be a healthy dose of Elvis going forward. What have you seen from him in the early part of his career that maybe makes you feels like he ought to corroborate what we're thinking, or maybe you feel the way Jody feels about it, that he's got some work to do?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think every player always has work to do in every sport, but I'm with you guys. I think that this kid has both the on-ice talent and the off-ice charisma to really be something special. What has impressed me the most about him, even above his tactical ability, is his competitiveness. I mean, this guy, the more you talk to him, he has that special edge that he's not afraid to talk about that is just pure commitment to being the best and winning and doing whatever it takes to get there. And I think that much like the really special players, that's going to really help him set himself apart down the stretch.
Allison, what do you think Torts does here when Corpy gets healthy? How do you think that this is played out? Is it we stick with Elvis and we sprinkle Corpy back in to make sure that he's, you know, really back and feeling healthy and good and kind of let it play out? Or do you think it's kind of adapt what the Islanders did, you know, back and forth when you have two goalies that you feel like can get the job done for you?
Yeah, for sure. The organization has been on record saying that Jonas Korpisalo will stay with the starting goaltender role. But I think you're spot on in how he comes back. I mean, this is a knee injury. He did have surgery. I don't know that it's the right choice to give him a starter's load right out of the gate. So I think he'll ease his way back into heavy play. And then I am with you on splitting the net. I think that load management is a strategy that could benefit hockey players, particularly goaltenders. And I think as long as the coaching staff is honest with both of these guys, you're going to play this time, you're going to play that time. So there isn't that mental stress of, do I have to win this time in net back? I think it could be a really, really big edge for the team overall.
Allison Lucan, our guest, she covers the Blue Jackets for The Athletic and joined us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. I know that there's many factors to this, and it probably starts with great goaltending, but this team wasn't supposed to do this. They weren't supposed to do what they've done the last 6 weeks. How have they?
Yeah, it's kind of been fun to watch the stories change. I think that, you know, when Torts talked going into the season, he talked about this defensive emphasis, and that it was just more of an emphasis like what we saw when they played Tampa and won that series last year. That's what this team has hung their hat on. They are one of the best defensive teams in the league, meaning they are preventing their opponents from generating any kind of offensive quality. So you just can't get chances against this group. Then you have the solid goaltending. And I think what's helped them of late is that the area of weakness was the offense. They had a historically low shooting percentage to start the year, but now that's coming back too, and I think that's part of this recent surge of success.
Allison, there's some smoke around Josh Anderson and whether he will be dealt. I certainly hope not, because selfishly, he's one of my favorites to watch, especially in the playoffs last year. He's an absolute freight train when he gets going, and obviously a physical force. But what are you hearing regarding him and his future with the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. This is a special player. I've said that for some time now. I think that this is a player the organization definitely wants to keep on the team. But the trick is that if he doesn't want to stay with the team, then they have to look at how they can get the most value for him versus letting him go for less value or nothing. So what's happening is he's got one more year of restricted free agency, and then after that, he's an unrestricted free agent. And we all know, those of us who follow the Blue Jackets, what can happen there. So if the player is not willing to give the organization any of his unrestricted years in his next contract, the organization, unfortunately, would probably have to start looking at what kind of return they could get in a trade. And I think that's what it's going to come down to, is that, you know, we know that the last negotiations between these two was a little bit sticky. They've said that isn't hanging over this, but you never know. And if the player doesn't want to give them value, then the team has to do what's right for the team in terms of getting as much value as they can long term.
Going to be a fun second half. Allison, thank you for your expertise. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, guys. It was a pleasure. Hopefully we'll talk again soon.
And absolutely, one of the very best, and that was mesmerizing to see that the work on the keyboard. You nudged me. We're in the press box.
There's shortcuts that I did not know existed. She got through about seven different pages in a span of 5.6 seconds, and I was like,
"It was 5 seconds."
Goodness,
it was drop downs that I didn't know existed to things that I compression. I don't even know what she was doing. I'll tell you this though, and this is the thing that. This is the spot. This has been fun for the Blue Jackets. This is going to be a fun next couple of months as they make a run at the playoffs, try to get back into the playoffs. But the one thing that has to happen at some point, and it's got to happen, you'd think with this group that's here with Seth and hopefully Elvis is that, there's got to be a run to an Eastern Conference final. There's got to be a run to the Stanley Cup finals. That's what really put Nashville over the edge.
Yep.
That was it, was they made the run to the Cup. That, when you do that, That's when you – and this has been incredible the last decade, what's happened. But at some point, you got to make that next step and be a real contender. And you talk about Josh Anderson. I'd hate to see him leave, man. Like, that guy should be in Union Blue for his career.
If you can –
I want that guy around.
I joke around about the third jersey and all that. But if you could rebrand it to that logo and that uniform
yeah. –
and the reason is, when you wear a CBJ
it's
hat –
it's not even a rebrand, and it's just a tweak.
When you,
it already exists.
When you wear the CBJ with the flag going around, you know, the logo, when you wear places, people go, oh, are you a Nationals fan? Or is that Patriots? Like, it's the red, white, and blue. They don't recognize Columbus. But with the cannon gives it such a distinct, and the color scheme, everything gives it, pair that with a Stanley Cup run, and you don't become the cute little story in Columbus. You become an actual player in the game of hockey.
I just think the colors of the third, I mean, you don't need the red.
Flawless.
It's just not needed.
No, like, it's not needed.
I like the use. I mean, you could put the Ohio flag on it if you want. I think that's kind of cool. But I think
all the
colors
red you need. You know, to put the Ohio flag on it.
Makes it obvious.